This would be in the hen house. This in the hen house.
Well,
or chicken house, or even one that.
Is that the same thing as the? The place like where they just where the mother and just her just the baby's.
No, after she hatches, they put in a coop. See, then there's nothing in there but the mother and the babies. After she hatches, those babies, and you put in a coop.
I guess you ate those a lot of the times.
Oh, well, they were big enough. Yes, indeed.
Well, what'd you call a bone like this you get?
The, it's a, come on, I can't think of that.
Do you ever call it the put?
Pull a bone. And, two, you get a hold of that, and the one that, you make a wish. And one that got the shortest one is which is supposed to come true. Ah, first. Wasn't that simple?
That was a good way to get a wish. But,
kids believed it, though. They didn't know any better. They believed it, and they'd fight for the pulley bone. The wishbone, or they'd call it. Wishbone.
Well, do you have any name for that piece? For that short
the
piece?
The breast. Part of
well, the short piece of the pulley bone.
I don't really.
Or for the longer piece.
I don't recall right now. Let's see. What do we call it? Wishbone. The wishbone.
Do you ever call it the boy bone, the little piece, or the little boy and the boy?
Never heard of it. Well, that's something new to me.
Well, what do you call the inside parts that you might eat? Like the liver and the heart and the gizzard, all that. Together, you say, with the chicken?
When you buy a chicken, and those parts are, you know, they usually put them separate. The gizzard.
Do you have a name, just for general name for all those things? The heart
slit or
anything?
I don't know.
Well, how about for the inside?
I just buy them. If I buy a chicken, maybe. Now you may find a half of a gizzard, and you may have to find a half of a lizard, and maybe a heart, and that's about all. They got so now they cut part of it off. Yeah. But then what they're doing, they're selling the gizzards in packages, and livers in packages, and hearts and all like that. And you don't find very much inside of a chicken there.
Well, what about the pig or the calf or something? Would you have a name for the inside of this?
Oh, yes. Chitlins. For the hog, we have chitlins. The intestines is a chitlin. Boy, and they're high and good if you couldn't know how to cook them.
Did you ever stuff those with something? Stuff them to make something?
Yeah, make sausage.
Well,
my grandmother did that.
She did?
Mm-hmm.
Bet it was good.
It was good. A grinder, you know, they have one of these special little grinders and put sage and all kind of seasoning in there, and then they stuff those intestines and tie them and they had a rack to put them on, and kind of cure them, like kind of smoke them, and then they hang them up and put them in the smoker.
Well, if you wanted to get your cows in, you know, like from the field, how would you get them in? Would you have a call or something?